$2 gas. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The price of oil has dropped to around $75 a barrel, and that's pushing the price of regular gas to under $3 a gallon in some cities. And you're tempted to give the credit to fracking and the free market. But in Houston, business writer Chris Tomlinson of the Houston Chronicle says this is not just about supply and demand.
No, the oil market has never been a truly free market.
Because in most oil-producing countries, governments set the price and usually keep it artificially high.
Fundamentally, oil prices are political. You know, Saudi Arabia produces oil at between $10 to $15 a barrel. They could undercut us tomorrow and destroy the U.S. oil industry if they were willing to take that political heat from Washington.
The U.S. oil industry doesn't want the price to drop any further because fracking is expensive. U.S. companies need a price of about $80 a barrel to make drilling new wells worthwhile.
If it drops below $80, though, and stays below $80, then a lot of these companies are going to have to rethink the economics of each one of their future wells.
Bottom line, enjoy the cheap gas now, because it may not last. And be glad you don't live in Russia.
Their government's budget relies on oil revenues to support social services. To meet their budgetary needs, they need $90 a barrel oil. So this is going to hurt Putin. It's going to hurt the Russian economy a lot more than it's going to hurt anyone in Texas.
Golly. I know none of us wants to see Vladimir Putin hurt. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.